Jared Sleppy alongside U.S. Senator Roger Marshall. He's in Washington. And Senator, the current state of the infrastructure in the United States, what are your thoughts on where the country is going in terms of our country's infrastructure?
Well, certainly the country has huge infrastructure needs, but unfortunately what President Biden is calling an infrastructure is anything but an infrastructure bill. It's $2 trillion, but only $100 billion of 5% of it is actually going towards what you and I would consider traditional infrastructure like roads and bridges. On the other hand, there's lots of Green New Deal stuff in this. There's $170 billion he wants to use for electric car chargers. He wants to allow $300 billion of tax credits for buying electric cars as well. So unfortunately, even though he's calling it an infrastructure bill, it's anything but that. And then on top of it, he wants to raise taxes as well. Taxes that would hurt corporations at a minimum, but also tax raises that would hurt the oil and gas industry and a whole host of others.
Yeah, kind of talking about the COVID relief bill and trying to pass another one. What's your stance on that? Do you want that to go through, or are you not trying to have that pass?
Well, I don't think there's any appetite for borrowing more money. Our economy is coming back pretty strong. The unemployment rate in Kansas is about 3.5%. It looks like we're recovering very quickly as it is, and I think if we keep borrowing more money, it's just going to hurt us in the long run. I think it's more important that we're focused on people getting their vaccinations as soon as possible. I just want to keep encouraging people that haven't done that, if they have any concerns, to reach out to their doctor or pharmacist. So what's going to help this country get back on its feet is to get herd immunity, and to do that, we need people to get out there and get their vaccinations done.
Yeah, absolutely. I got mine a few weeks ago, and I'm going to get my second shot here in just a little bit. What would you say to people who are maybe a little bit more skeptical of the science that goes into the vaccines?
Well, certainly respect that. And above all, I would encourage you to talk to your doctor or your pharmacist. But I just want to know, your listeners to know, that I have followed the development of these vaccines since day one. No steps were skipped. They've been given to hundreds of millions of Americans with minimal side effects. And I certainly understand in the news now we have a Johnson & Johnson vaccine that 6 out of 6 million people have had a side effect from it. 6 out of 6 million, that's 1 in 1 million people. But in the meantime, the Pfizer, Moderna are still on the is able to get out there, so really encourage people to do it so we can all live as free as we used to live, so that we can go to church together, so that we can have gatherings together, family gatherings for Memorial Day coming up here soon, the 4th of July. We got a summer ahead of us, and do it to protect your children, do it to protect your grandparents as well. So really encourage people to get out there and get the vaccine.
Absolutely. So kind of talking about your maiden speech, there was one thing that I thought was really cool. It was something your grandma said, I believe, if I heard you right, things that the majority party will do. Could you kind of expand on that?
Well, sure. My grandma was a staunch Republican, and Sunday dinners, she would talk about politics, and we would that you can count on the Democrats to do, raise your taxes, spend all your money, and give you more rules and regulations. And, sure enough, into 3 months into this month with this Congress, with the Democrats controlling the White House, the House, and the Senate, that's what we're seeing right now. We're seeing our taxes raised. We're seeing them spend lots of money, borrowing it from our grandchildren, and, of course, just an unlimited number of new regulations coming out as well that are, frankly, killing Kansas jobs. So, unfortunately, my grandmother was right. You give the Democrats control, and they introduce these radical, extreme policies, which hurt us long term.
Another thing that you talked about was the importance of our country's history, and of course the left are trying to kind of cover that up and try to silence it. Why is it so important that we still have that rich American history?
Well, I think it's part of being an American is to know where we've been, and we've made mistakes, like every group of people has, like every nation. We've made mistakes, but we have to learn from it, right? If you don't recognize the mistakes that this nation has made, how can you grow from them? And I think when it comes to diversity is what makes this country great. It's different cultures, different ways of thought, but when we bring them all together into this hodgepodge, we come up with some really incredible, innovative ideas. Whether it's going to the moon or developing this vaccine, it's been American innovation that's led the way. So I think it's just important that we embrace our history rather than try to change it or bury it.
Talking about the border and what's going on there, President Biden has been dishonest in some things that he said about the border crisis. So what are some things that you're trying to change in that regard?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to recognize it's a crisis. And so far, President Biden and the vice president have not even recognized it's a crisis. Look, I've been to the border three times, and it's probably four to five times worse today than I saw it 3 years ago. And the only difference between now and 6 months ago was the policies that President Biden changed. And once he changed those policies, it was just like open the floodgates, right? So now we're being overwhelmed. It's a humanitarian crisis. It's a national security crisis. It's a health crisis as well. At least 10% of the people crossing the border are positive for COVID. Two-thirds of the people crossing the border were never catching. So if every day we have 5,000 people that we're catching, we're having 10,000 people more cross the border. So it's overwhelming us, and it's a big challenge. So really all the president needs to do is go back and implement some of the policies that President Trump had, and it would turn that faucet off again.
One last thing I'd like to mention is the Democratic-sponsored measure for confronting hate crimes against Asian Americans. You were against it and said it was, quote, hugely, hugely open-ended. Could you kind of maybe tell listeners why you said that and what you think about that?
Right. So there's already multiple laws against hate crime. There's laws against violence, right? So I just don't see how adding more rules and more laws and regulations is going to help. It does become too open-ended, and maybe just gives too many tools to district attorneys to use as well. So my emphasis is, look, I don't care who the crime is against. Violence is violence. Murder is a murder. Assault is assault. We have multiple laws on the books already. We don't need one more. Of course, I'm against all hate crimes against all people.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for your time, Senator Marshall. I really appreciate it. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much. God bless.